what point did you hit the wall with boredness? Was it 3 months into it? Was it now 8 months into it? Was it a week into it? What was it?
Right after it was announced that everything was shutting down, like when I stopped working at my last radio station, I was like, oh, finally, like, this is the break I've been needing. You and I have been working nonstop. We were working crazy hours. Then I was working this other job and those were crazy hours. And I was trying to, you know, fit in like kickboxing class in the middle. So I had some exercise. Like it was like I would wake up in the morning and I would start working and I would work these 12-hour days. So when everything shut down, when I got furloughed from that job and everything shut down, I was like, oh, thank God. I need this. I can use 2 months of this.
Mm-hmm.
So after like a month, I was like, you know, I'm done now. I'm bored. I'm done. So my boyfriend was like, it's going to be like one more month. Don't worry. And it's like, well, it'll be June. It'll be June. Everything will be back to normal. Here we are, October. And they're like, yeah, probably not until next summer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, now I've had it. Like, I wake up every day, I'm like, oh, this again.
Well, Fauci said it's going to be 2023.
Till when? Till everything's back to normal?
I don't think things are ever going to be back to normal, but I think at a normal pace of being able to go outside, it will be 2022.
So you think all next year there'll be no vaccine available?
No, there'll be nothing.
Just recently, like about, I think within the last week, there was a huge event. I think it was like a wedding or a birthday party or something that was broken up in our old town in Suffolk County. 91 people were infected. 91 people because of one party. It's like, why would you even go to a... Why are you having parties?
Because they have to get together. They have to be in the same room. They have to sit there and talk and be together at all times.
And be loud.
So,
and not wear masks.
And they look forward to it.
Yeah.
Let's go be loud and scream at each other for hours and drink until our heads fall off.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Of all the different cities and all different places, the one place that has been pretty good is New York City. I mean, our cases are going up. We had 179 new cases this week. You're not doing anything for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to decide if I should go hang out with my parents on Thanksgiving or not. Even if I socially distance and keep a mask on, I'm worried that maybe I shouldn't do it.
No, I don't think we should do it at all. I think we have to choose one, Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't think we should do both. And I think you have to pick.
No, I want to do Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do Christmas. There's no way because Joe and I have our own thing that we do for Christmas. Thanksgiving is the big holiday. And on Thanksgiving this year is also my birthday. So I kind of wanted to see my parents. But if I stay away from them and keep a mask on and maybe a face shield, do you think I can do it?
I don't know. I just like that you say, Joe and I have plans. That day, we're going to sit on the couch instead of the chair.
That's right.
That's our plan for that day. We're going to switch sides of the bed. He's going to sleep on the left. I'm going to sleep on the right. That's our big plans for Christmas.
That's right. Except we're going to do it around a tree.
I don't get a tree. Do not get a tree because now you got to go buy a tree. You're going to get, and the tree is going to give you COVID because you're going to bring it inside and the tree's got COVID. And that's how you're going to get COVID from Christmas trees.
I know this is your philosophy, and I think we'll see. We'll see if people start catching COVID from their Christmas trees this year. So far, nobody's ever caught anything from a Christmas tree. That is a fallacy. That is your own philosophy you have about trees bringing disease, and they don't.
And they do, because they're outside, and that's where the COVID is. So people are going to be walking around the tree, looking at the tree, touching the tree, coughing on the tree. Then you're going to buy the tree. You're going to take the tree, put it in your house, and then the COVID's going to spread all over the place, and it's going to be a pandemic.
It doesn't stay on surfaces long enough.
You don't know that. They don't know.
Yes, they do. They don't.
Do
actually,
not.
That's the one
they
thing they do
no
know.
They have no idea how long it stays. They said a couple of weeks ago it could stay for 3 days on a surface. So,
all right, so fine. I will draw a picture of a tree and we'll sit around that.
Exactly. That's what you should do. Do not get a tree because the tree will bring COVID. Finally,
I got to find something to do.
But, I mean, now is a good time to take up a hobby. You should learn how to paint. You have YouTube. You could learn all kinds of things.
Who wants to paint?
I don't know. Just
I live
come
in a
up
tiny apartment. You think I want an apartment that smells like acrylic?
Learn a new language. Do something.
What language am I going to learn?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you have YouTube on your computer. You can learn all kinds of things instead of spinning on your bike for an hour a day and watching Netflix.
Well, that's only an hour a day. So that's I have 23 other hours that I need to occupy.
All right. Let's see. Available hobbies.
I mean, available. What are the unavailable hobbies?
No, I'm looking for hobbies that okay, archery. Okay. You know, archery is not good because
I can't do archery in my apartment.
Bowling, you can't do.
I can't do that here. No.
No. Cycling, you do that.
I already do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're trying to find things that you can do in your apartment right now.
Yeah. That I'm not already doing.
Okay.
Like cycling is a hobby, but I'm already doing that, so that doesn't count, right?
Hiking.
What am I going to hike? From the kitchen to the bedroom?
Rock climbing.
What up and down the couch?
Camping, glamping.
I'm already glamping. Being home during a pandemic is glamping, trust me.
Fishing, crabbing, or lobstering. Lobstering's okay, actually
I don't
know.
How am I supposed to do that? In my bathroom? In the tub?
Golfing, horse riding, ice skating, martial arts, or kickboxing. You could learn, you could be a black belt and a ninja. Running, skateboarding, surfing, swimming. Any of these sound good?
No, I don't have an ocean here in the apartment.
Yoga. Learning to fly a plane. You could learn how to fly a plane. That's a good hobby.
I have to get a plane, that means.
Sailing. Coloring. You can do coloring at home. Drawing. You can't really draw very well, so you should learn how to draw.
But that's not really, is that a hobby? Coloring and drawing? It's
pottery.
Like a four-year-old.
You could be like Ghost. You and Joe could be like Ghost. Do pottering. Voice lessons. You could take voice lessons online. You have the worst singing voice ever. You could do this.
I can learn how to sing.
Right.
I don't think you can learn. You gotta have an ability to sing. I don't think you can learn how to sing. Either you sing or you don't.
Number five, beatboxing.
Well, you're very good at that.
No extra equipment required. Just some videos and get started. There you go. Graphic design and juggling. You could learn how to juggle.
I could juggle and beatbox.
Magic.
Yeah, nobody wants me to do magic.
You could start podcasting. That's number 55. That's something you could do at home. Puppetry. You could learn puppetry.
Who wants to watch me do puppets?
Oh, come on. Number 58. Hobbies that you could do from home. Balloon twisting.
Again, that's something that like a clown does at a kid's party.
Candle making is number 59.
You got to have the candle making equipment and hot. It's hot. I can't do that at home.
Origami.
All right. I could fold paper.
Okay. Soap making.
No, I'll fold paper. That's good. Origami. I'll fold paper.
You could brew your own beer.
Hang on, I've got some paper here. I'll just fold it and then I'll be done.
You gotta learn it. Mixology.
Here we go. I've got a piece of paper here. I'm folding it. I'm done. Origami. I've done it.
Do you know how to play chess?
I do.
Okay.
Chess, backgammon, and checkers. I'm covered. Don't worry. Don't even suggest those.
Number 89. Get a new pet.
Another one? I've got like four dogs here already. I have other people's dogs here.
Learn a new language. That's number 94. Learn how
to... fun. You know what? I'm going to learn French because my boyfriend has said that if somebody in particular ends up in the White House, we're moving to France. So I better learn some French.
See, time is going by. Number 100, public speaking. You could learn public speaking.
I already do that.
You could learn it. So there you go.
I'm doing it already. I could teach it.
Home improvement. Your home needs improvement. You could do
it
that.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does, yeah.
Number 90 is book club. I can recommend a really good book that you could read. It's called Celebritocracy.
I think I wrote it, but okay.